Good morning. It is 8:16 on this gorgeous Wednesday morning. A little frosty, but it's going to warm up, and we may actually have a spring coming up. And we really haven't talked about it for a little bit, maybe a week or two, about the spring flooding along the Lake Ontario shoreline. And here to talk about it is the Coastal Processes and Hazards Specialist with the New York Sea Grant. Roy Widrig joins us on the phone. Roy, good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Steve. Happy to be here.
And, you know, we were just talking before coming on the air, and New York Sea Grant has a new online resource for property owners to deal with erosion and flooding issues. And, you know, I said, hopefully they don't have to use it. And your reply was, they already have, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yes, even though this is something, you know, we enjoy doing, working with the community. But we rolled out this virtual site visit platform about 2 weeks ago, and we started getting hits on it immediately. We're getting at least one a day. And the way it works is that the shoreline residents will put their address in, they'll select their parcel on the map and explain what erosion issues they have and what concerns they have. They have the opportunity to post some photos to help me along the way, and then I consult with them further.
And obviously, the technology and the online access is going to be, a great tool. And is it just one of many tools in the toolbox for the Sea Grant?
It is. You know, I've been doing these site visits in person for about 3 years. Obviously, we can't do that right now. So we thought, see how many more people we could reach that don't necessarily need me to come out to their properties in Niagara or St. Lawrence counties. But it's just one of many tools that we're rolling out. We also have a few lake level viewers, so people can view based on certain lake levels where the water is going to be on their property. And we're just going to keep doing these and, you know, helping people live on the shoreline as much as we can.
And I know we don't want to get into the politics of it, but the International Joint Commission has been touting the fact that they have been running the outflows out of the lake at record levels right into the spring, and yet there's still the concern that the flooding is happening and is going to continue happening because of the inflows from the rest of the Great Lakes, and the issue just does not seem to want to go away year in and year out.
Yeah, we're unfortunately just in a high stage of the lakes, and we're seeing it all the way up from Lake Superior through Lakes Michigan, Huron, Lake St. Clair, and Lake Erie. All of them are above average right now. Some of them are going to break records this year. It looks like Michigan and Lake Erie will be, you know, really hurting their previous records. And right now for Lake Ontario, we're doing better lake level-wise than we were at this time in 2019. However, we're really at the mercy of the rainfall that is going to come. So we're due for what could be a cool but somewhat dry May. As we've noticed, the coolness has definitely been here. We're doing okay precipitation-wise, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the weather could change and we might actually have a wet summer. But right now, we're looking pretty good.
Yeah, and of course, it's also a byproduct of the situation on the St. Lawrence River as well. And the reports I've been seeing from organizations in Canada is that the Ottawa River, which flows into the St. Lawrence up near, before you get to Montreal, has peaked. And as a result, the St. Lawrence River is not as high, I guess, as it's been in the past as well, which certainly makes it maybe a little easier to get the water out of Lake Ontario.
Yeah, our mild winter definitely helped, and Ontario felt that mild winter as well. So it is a little bit easier. They were able to maintain quite high outflows this year, but now it's also shipping season, so they have to consider that as well. You can't let so much out that the ships can't control themselves going through the river. There's really a delicate balance, and we're just trying to find that perfect situation. But right now, we're still hearing a lot of reports of erosion and high water, but we're hoping it'll get a little bit better than it was in 2019.
Yeah, certainly can't get a whole lot worse, that is for sure, and 2017 as well. I know my cousin lives on the shore of Georgian Bay, and we were Facebook messaging on the weekend, and he says that it's so bad up there that the sand has been washed away from, you know, the beach areas in Wasaga Beach, Ontario, and they may not get it back. And you know, that's obviously, if they ever get through the pandemic up there, you know, that cuts into the tourism business. So I mean, I've talked about this in the past. These problems are being felt on both sides of the border.
Oh yeah, and that's something we often don't see here, is the reporting that's happening up in Quebec and southern Ontario, especially Lake Erie and in southern Ontario. Extreme erosion, very severe. And in Georgian Bay, like you mentioned, beautiful area, but you also have to deal with a little fish there, because that bay, on the east side at least, can get some serious wave action. And we are seeing disappearance of quite a few beaches. That's something that happens when the lakes are high. Once they drop down low, we can remobilize that sand within the lakes and hopefully build those beaches back up again.
Talking with Roy Widrig from the New York State, or New York Sea Grant, rather, about the new online resource for shoreline property owners. Getting back to that, how do the property owners go about, as you say, they plot in their particular property, and then am I correct in assuming they can upload photos and descriptions of what's going on a regular basis?
Yeah, they can always resubmit photos. I mean, you know, this isn't a one-time thing. They can resubmit, especially if their situation changes, which if we get a coastal storm, that's certainly possible. Yeah, and I've actually been pleasantly surprised with how well the folks are taking it. It's very much, here's the problems, and they're pretty good at taking shoreline photos, something I've been trying to perfect for a few years here. But yeah, so just when folks do submit photos, we want to see kind of the whole situation, not just little pieces of it. Makes it easier on my end.
And obviously you and your folks analyze all the information that comes in. Is it something that's available for the public to see, to get an idea of what's going on along the shore?
Not currently, but the way the submissions are set up is that when they come into me, they are plotted on a ArcGIS map, because they all have geographic information. And from that, we can kind of see where most of the reports are coming from. Right now, we're getting a lot of them from Oswego County. Oswego County had a lot of heavy wave events this winter. So in time, there might be kind of a resource that we create that shows where all these are happening within the Great Lakes region. So that's something we might be putting out in the future that shows, you know, it's not just you, it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no doubt, like places like Little Sodus Bay and, you know, really anywhere along the shoreline. But you mentioned Oswego County, of course, being at the east end of the lake, that whole area there, as you say, gets battered by the prevailing storms that come out of the west. And, you know, we've seen already the photos of the high water and the crashing waves, and it looks exciting unless you're one of the property owners up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of the storms this winter set up so that they really did some damage to Oswego County on the eastern shore. That also happened last summer as well. They had a stage event on that actually more common on Lake Erie, but there was actually one felt on eastern Lake Ontario, especially in the Sandy Pond area this year, where they saw well over 12 inches of water level rise in a few hours. And that was purely wind driven. That had nothing to do with lake levels. It was just an extreme wind event pushed all this water up onto the land. But it is, we've talked about the St. Lawrence River, Lake Erie. Niagara County was also severely impacted. They get the crosswinds on the shoreline, so any west or north-facing shoreline gets hit pretty hard. It's happening everywhere.
Well, Roy, I hope you pardon the pun, but I hope you don't get flooded with a whole bunch of data this year. And it's a quiet year on the lakes as a whole. And appreciate you taking the time to join us today to talk about it.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Roy Woodrigg from the New York Sea Grant has been our guest. And it is 8:26 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.